OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. YouTube stars want more respect from traditional media and a bigger chunk of advertising dollars. We'll tell you what the platform and its creators are doing to win both. And then, a unit of the Israeli army is churning out founders for some of Silicon Valley's hottest startups. Our reporter Miles Krupa joins us to explain how this elite unit became an incubator for tech companies. But first, despite the mega popularity of some YouTube channels, a chasm remains between the star power and earning potential of celebrities who produce their own YouTube content and the talent featured in TV series, movies, and late-night shows. YouTube and its stars would like to change that. Here to tell us more is our reporter Isabella Simonetti. So, Isabella, how significant is YouTube's viewership and how does it compare to TV networks?
So it's not exactly apples to apples how the viewership for YouTube and traditional TV shows is measured. But what we do know is that for shows like Hot Ones, which is a celebrity interview show over spicy chicken wings on YouTube, the viewership tends to be a lot younger than traditional TV shows, and the videos often get millions of views. From Hot Ones directly, I got data that for its most recent season, it averaged over 4 million viewers. That's a pretty substantial viewership if we're just looking at that compared to traditional TV ratings.
How does ad spending on YouTube compare to traditional TV?
Some ad buyers are hesitant to invest in spending on YouTube because of violent videos that might look bad for brands, and they don't want their brand seen next to those kinds of videos. But increasingly, buyers are spending more on YouTube, and YouTube also has a program called YouTube Select where buyers can place their content next to brand safe videos, so to speak.
The show you mentioned, Hot Ones, it's been nominated for Daytime Emmys in the past, but you're reporting that YouTube is supporting creators in getting more awards. How is it going about that?
Some content creators, like Sean Evans, who's the host of the show Hot Ones, have submitted the show for Emmys consideration. And so YouTube has helped support creators by helping them with advertising and marketing efforts, not from a financial perspective, but just by providing support and guidance to them along the way. Another creator who YouTube has spoken with about awards and recognition is Amelia DeMoldenberg, who's the host of the show Chicken Shop Date, which is another celebrity interview chicken show, and the children's music personality Miss Rachel, and Brett McLaughlin and Link Neal, who are the hosts of the variety show Good Mythical Morning.
What do YouTube and its creators see as the benefit of winning these traditional media awards?
A financial incentive for winning an award or getting more recognition is that can drive up advertising rates potentially and generate more money for the creators. And I think for some of the creators, that's part of the reason why they want this traditional awards recognition, alongside with the reason that they feel that they hold the same place in the culture that these traditional media outlets and TV shows occupy, and they want the same recognition.
That was our reporter, Isabella Simonetti. Coming up, Silicon Valley investors can't get enough of founders who served in an elite unit of the Israeli army. We'll tell you why after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.
Startup investment is harder to come by than it was just a few years ago. Venture funding has fallen by half since its peak in 2022. But if the startup's founder has served in the Israeli military's elite unit 8200, Silicon Valley investors are scrambling to back them. Here to tell us more is our reporter Miles Krupa. Miles, tell us a bit more about Unit 8200. How does it recruit its members?
It effectively started as an intelligence gathering unit, what they call signal intelligence, trying to figure out what your foreign adversaries are doing at any given time and when they might attack you. But over time, it's evolved into this really tech-heavy part of the military that develops a lot of cybersecurity tools, both for keeping Israeli systems secure and then also hacking into the systems of enemies like Iran. For most Israelis, military service is mandatory, and so it does recruiting pretty early as grade school, and it's viewed as one of the top destinations for Israelis going into the military alongside the Air Force. And it's also one of the biggest departments of the military. It has thousands of active duty soldiers at any given time, and it's part of this larger intelligence body called Amman.
You spoke with Unit 8200 alumni. What did they tell you they learned while serving?
They definitely learned, first of all, some practical sort of cybersecurity skills, the latest state of the art that the Israeli military is working on to defend its country can also be applicable in the business sector. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is just these people are thrown into leadership roles very early on. And so they have to learn how to operate within a team. They're thrown into the fire both from a technological point of view and from an organizational point of view.
How does the work culture of this unit compare to a Silicon Valley startup?
People see a lot of similarities between that kind of like fast-moving, open-ended, anything-can-happen atmosphere that you see in Unit 8200 and the way a lot of really fast-growing startups operate. Talking to venture capitalists, talking to people who have both served in 8200 and then gone on to start companies, that's a comparison that comes up a lot.
So let's talk about some of the businesses that people who've left the unit have founded. Can you tell us about some of them and what they have in common?
Yeah, well, one that's been in the news a lot recently is a company called Wiz, which Google made an offer to purchase for $23 billion. The talks eventually fell apart, and Wiz has decided that it wants to go public instead of being acquired. But basically what Wiz does is for companies with data in the cloud, it could be Amazon, Google, or Microsoft Cloud, they're able to look across those different cloud environments for potential cybersecurity vulnerabilities that would allow hackers to infiltrate that data.
And is that what other Unit 8200 founders have focused their companies on?
It definitely is a focus, partly because this is technology that they worked on inside the unit itself, and because it's just a massive business opportunity right now. More and more companies are moving to the cloud every year, and especially moving more data to the cloud because they're trying to make use of artificial intelligence systems like GPT-4 from OpenAI and these other large language models. There's this big rush to put data on the cloud, and then the question becomes, how do you secure it?
And what was the approximate total value of these companies?
We were able to identify at least 9 publicly traded companies whose founders had served in 8200. And those are worth anywhere from $190 billion to $200 billion, depending on the day. And then there are dozens of private companies, many of them also worth $1 billion each.
So tell us about some of the big backers of 8200 companies.
There's one firm called CyberStarts in particular that is led by Gili Ronin, who's also a former 8200 member himself. He was a very early backer of Wiz, another company called Sierra that was recently valued at $1.4 billion. And interestingly, Gili was a former partner at this Silicon Valley firm called Sequoia, and he now sends a lot of the companies that he invests in to Sequoia, and Sequoia has invested in at least 4 that I can count that also have 8200 ties and were backed by him.
How has the success of 8200 companies changed things for the unit itself?
A few people I talked to lamented that people who are entering 8200, these really young soldiers, are increasingly commercial. Even before they really begin their service, they're already asking questions about, how do I get a job at a tech company? How much money can I make? Some people worry that kind of commercial focus is distracting from the mission, the ultimate mission of protecting the state of Israel. And so that seems to be a bit of a tension at the moment.
That was our reporter, Miles Krupa. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Zoe Culkin with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.